You're listening to an anointed message by Matt Sorger, host of TV's Power for Life. We believe that God's Word has the power to change your life. As you listen today, it's our prayer that you pursue Jesus with all of your heart, grow in His anointing, and grab hold of the destiny God has for you. Let's join Matt now for today's message.
If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me over to Hosea chapter 6. We were singing earlier tonight, I believe we were singing that song, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom." We were singing some song about freedom and liberty in God. How many here tonight thank God that He has set you free? How many here tonight thank God for the blood of Jesus that was shed for you, that washed all your sins away, removed your iniquity from you as far as the east is from the west, and made you a brand new creation in Christ Jesus? Oh, come on now. Hosea chapter 6, I want to read very specifically verse 3. Yes, let us know, let us recognize, be acquainted with and understand Him. Let us be zealous to know the Lord, to appreciate, give heed to, and cherish Him. His going forth is prepared and certain as the dawn, and He will come to us as the heavy rain. Everybody say heavy rain.
Heavy rain.
As the latter rain that waters the earth. Everybody say latter rain. Now, how many understand there are different kinds of rain? There's the former rain, there's the latter rain, there's the early rain, there's different rains, even different times, different seasons. And as I was brought to this scripture tonight, where Hosea prophesies of a day where the Lord will come, those who are zealous to know the Lord. How many here tonight are zealous to know the Lord? I mean, zeal for His house is consuming you. There is a zeal in you to know God, to know the Lord. Those who are zealous to know Him, He will come to you as a heavy latter rain that waters the earth. And tonight, Holy Spirit is going to unveil this to us, and He's going to give us some understanding of the day we are coming into right now. What does it mean, this heavy latter rain? What does this mean? Turn over to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, in let's read verse 22. Joel 2, verse 22. It says, "Be not afraid, you wild beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness have sprung up and are green, and the tree bears its fruit, and the fig tree and the vine yield their full strength." Hallelujah. I declare and prophesy over you tonight that you are going to bear fruit, you are going to yield full strength in your spirit. You are going to be a fruitful vine in God. Amen. You are going to be a fruitful, abundant. You are going to walk in fruitfulness, abundance. You're going to have full strength. Come on now. Jesus is not coming back for some weak, worn out, tired church that's just trying to make it through the next day. God is coming back for a bride that is full of strength and power and glory and might. You've not been called just to drag yourself through the next day, just drag yourself, just survive this next day. Listen, you God is going to strengthen you so deeply that you're going to feel like you're living on vacation. You know, sometimes in the earthly, natural, you go on vacation, you're more tired after your vacation. You're like, I had a vacation, but I feel more tired after my vacation. You see, because strength and rest doesn't come just from natural vacationing. It comes from the presence of God. There is a supernatural rest that God brings you into. There's a supernatural strength that God imparts to you. It does not come from cessation of activity or just from laying on a chair near a pool. It comes from the presence of God filling you, restoring you, enabling you to rise up with a new level of strength that comes from His presence. How many are ready for an infusion of God's life into you? Be glad then, verse 23, be glad then, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he gives you the former or early rain in just measure and in righteousness, and he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain as before. And the threshing floors shall be full of grain, and the vats shall overflow with the juice, with new wine and oil, and I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. The hopping locust, stripping locust, crawling locust, my great army which I set among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people will never be put to shame. This is full of so much revelation for where we are right now. And what I want to talk to you for a while tonight, just a short while, I pray that my words are like a heat-seeking missile tonight. That the word of the Lord goes forth and accomplishes what it is set out to do. I'm aware that starting Tuesday of this coming week, March 30th, all the way through April 5th, which is Monday, the following Monday, we are celebrating the Passover. How many are aware of that? We're celebrating the Passover. And we know from Scripture, from history, that the Passover is the celebration of the Israelites coming out of slavery in Egypt. And we see it in Exodus 10 through 13, where, you know, where they put the blood on the doorposts. Hallelujah. The Lord sent those 10 plagues, but the death angel passed over the blood, and the children of Israel were released from bondage, and they celebrated the Passover. Amen. In Luke 22, verse 7, Jesus there was having the Last Supper with the disciples, and they were celebrating the Passover there. In Luke 22, verse 7, celebrating the freedom that God brought to his people. God is about to release a new level of freedom in his people. Church, I want you to understand the season we're in right now. As I meditated on this fact that next week is Passover, the Lord began to speak to me about the spiritual moment we have right now. The spiritual moment, the season that we're in. And he began to speak to me about these former and the latter rains. Hosea prophesied about the latter rain. Joel talks about the former and latter rain. He talks about two rains where Hosea focused in on the heavy latter rain. They're very different. They come in different times and different seasons for different purposes. I thought it was very interesting in Joel chapter 2. I want to give you just a brief background. The nation had turned away from God. The Lord calls Israel to return to God, rend their hearts, not their garments, return to the Lord, and as they were turning back towards God, he speaks to them that they will be fruitful, they'll be full of strength, and then he begins to declare that the rains will be restored as before. Everybody say, as before. What I want you to understand is when Israel turned away from God, not only did it misalign them spiritually, it misaligned even nature. Everything got out of sync. The rains that would normally come at certain times of the year, the rains stopped coming. They stopped falling in their rightful time. So Joel prophesies, you will see the former and latter rain as before. In other words, he's saying you haven't been seeing these, but you're going to start seeing them again as before. The former rain, the latter rain. Hosea talks about the latter rain. The former rain, historically, here when you study it out, falls around September, October. That's the latter rain. No, I'm sorry, that's the former rain. I just saw the whole screen go blue, so I got distracted by that. Former and latter rain. Shokaraba. The former rain would fall around September, October time. The purpose of the former rain was to soften the ground so the seeds could be planted. That was the former rain. Softened up the ground, seeds could get planted. Then there would be a latter rain, which would fall around April. Everybody say April. The heavy latter rain would come down. The purpose of the latter rain was not to break up the ground so seeds could be planted. The purpose of the latter rain was for harvest. The purpose of the heavy latter rain was not just so seeds could be planted. It was for the harvest time. It was so the harvest could come to maturity. And when Hosea prophesied, there will come forth a heavy latter rain for those who are zealous to know God. What he's prophesying is that there will be an outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord that will not only enable you to plant the right seeds, but to come to a place where that harvest comes to maturity and you begin to walk in the fullness of what God has promised for your life. The season we are coming in, as we transition from March to April, as we are moving into the Passover time, as we are moving into this season on the calendar, this is not just about Passover. It's even bigger than that. But it's a time of latter rain. And the latter rain is always, it always comes forth for the purpose of bringing the harvest to maturity. Man. You're not just going to get a harvest. You're going to get a mature harvest. Amen. And that harvest is not only going to be in things outside of you, but that harvest is going to be within you. You see, because what God is doing, he's bringing you to a place of maturity. Seeds that have been planted in your spirit through the Word of God, seeds that have been put in you by the Spirit of God, they have been growing and growing and growing. Even seeds of faith that have been put in you. I'm telling you tonight, you are about to come into a new level of the operation of the faith of God in your life. You're about to come into a new operation of the mature faith of God. God is maturing his faith in his people. He's bringing us to a place of full maturity. You're not going to crawl around in diapers. Hallelujah. You see, babies, they don't know how to talk. They crawl around in diapers on the floor. Every time they want something, they whine because they can't talk. Or they pinch you, or they bite you. Little babies in diapers. Church, you're coming out of the diapers. You're coming, see, a baby in diapers always begs their parents for things because they just don't know what else to do. So they just beg for everything. Listen, you're coming into a place where you're not going to be begging God for anything. As you come into a place of maturity, you're going to understand what God has already done for you, what he's already given you, what he's already released for you. And rather than being in a posture of begging God for breakthrough or begging God for provision or begging God for healing, when the harvest comes to maturity, your faith comes to maturity. With that comes a revelation of everything God has done for you. And you're not going to have to beg him. You're going to walk right into the fullness of it. And there's going to come a new operation of the gift of faith, the spirit of faith in your life. I just feel this on me right now by the Holy Ghost. It's a whole new operation of faith that's gonna be manifested in the church as God releases the heavy latter rain, bringing the harvest to maturity, not only in things outside of you, but even within your own self. Oh, hallelujah. Because when the harvest comes to maturity, you start to realize that you are different, that something has changed in you, that you're not reacting the same way you reacted before. You're not thinking the same way you thought before. You're not behaving the same way you behaved before. It's called maturity. When storms come against you, you're not going to get all crazy. You're going to walk in your harvest. It's called maturity. You're not going to be tossed around by circumstances. No matter what's happening around you, there's going to be a holy calmness in your spirit. You're not going to be moved. You're not going to be moved by the natural. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, some of you are about to start thinking different, talking different, reacting different. Those things that irritated you before, come on now, I'm just going to get right where you are. Those things that irritated you before, all of a sudden you're going to find that they don't irritate you. And what's changed? What's made the difference? You're coming into a place of a maturity of your harvest. You've read for years, you've meditated for years. I will not sit in my anger. Wise is the man who is quick to hear and slow to speak. And you hear all these words and all those these seeds are planted in you. Well, all of these seeds of how you should live, how you should be, how you should act, how you should think. All of these seeds that have been planted in you. Get ready, church. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Where we're not just hearing how we should be, but we actually start living how we should be. We're not just hearing the word, but now we're living the word. Oh, and it says, this latter rain, former rain, will be established as before. In other words, God is putting everything back in its rightful order. And then he says, threshing floors will be full of grain. Vats will overflow with new wine and oil. Threshing floors, what is that talking about? That's talking about harvest. Threshing floors full of grain. Harvest, vats overflow with new wine and oil. New wine and oil, what is that? That is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Come on now. There's about to come an overflow of the new wine and oil in your life. And the season we're in right now, I'm just going to declare it to you right now. The season we are coming into within this next week, we are coming into a new latter rain of God. Oh, I don't know if you just heard me. We're coming into a new latter rain of the Holy Spirit. We're coming into a season of maturity in the body of Christ. We're coming into a season where we will be so yoked with God. We're not going to be crawling around like babies, whining and complaining about everything, reacting in our flesh. We're going to be so yoked with the Spirit. We're going to move as one with Him. We're going to let go of good things in order to walk into God's best for us. It's not just about planting the seed, but now it's about coming into a place of harvesting what God has planted in your life. Harvest, new wine, oil. The vats will overflow. Everybody say overflow. The vats will overflow. That means that you're going to have not just the anointing to make it through. You're not just going to have anointing enough for yourself, but there's going to be so much of God in you, so much of God on you, that there's a place of overflow. That everywhere you go, it's not just, oh God, help me, oh God, heal me, oh God, touch me, oh God, give me a breakthrough. No, there's going to be such an overflow of God in the church that not only are all of your needs going to be met, but there's going to be so much left over that everywhere you go, it's going to be overflow, 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 overflow. Everywhere you go, healing. Everywhere you go, people are set free. Everywhere you go, supernatural provision is being released. Overflow, 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 overflow. This is the hour, church. This is the season, church, for supernatural harvest, new wine, new oil, new anointing, to a place of overflow in your life. Oh, then it doesn't stop there. Verse 25, and I will restore the years. Everybody say years. That were eaten. I will restore. The Lord spoke to me coming into 2010, and He said 2010 will be a year of supernatural restoration. 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 Where things that were lost or stolen will be restored back to you. Years. Years. Years that were given up to the enemy. Years that were stolen in your life. Years where the thief came in, where the thief came in to try to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, you will eat in plenty and be satisfied, and my people will never be put to shame. I'm going to tell you what would have put Israel to shame here. What would have put Israel to shame is if they had to turn to all the heathen nations around them to try to get help. That is what would have put Israel to shame. But God says, I will deal wondrously with my people, and you will never be put to shame. In other words, he's saying, yes, you've had your harvest stolen. You have lost years. But you will not be put to shame, because I'm going to show up and I'm going to show off and I'm going to show the world that I am God and you are my people, and I will take care of you. God is about to show up and show off, church, and he is about to declare to the world who are his people. You'll eat in plenty, you won't be satisfied. You will be satisfied. Hallelujah. Years. Turn over to Exodus chapter 3. I have to read this. Exodus chapter 3. How many understand the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy? But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. Exodus 3. Since we're talking about Passover season, and I feel like all of these things are overlapping tonight. The time of April being the time of latter rain, the Passover season, it's all intersecting in the spirit realm. Exodus 3 verse 20, so I will stretch out my hand. This is talking about the Passover. I will stretch out my hand and I will smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in it. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor. Passover is all about the people of God being covered by the hand of God and going from a place of constriction to a place of total freedom and liberty. That's what it's all about. He says, I will release my wonders. Pharaoh will let you go, and I'll give you favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. Oh, come on now. God's about to fill your hands with harvest. But every woman shall solicit of her neighbor and of her that may be residing at her house jewels and articles of silver and gold and garments, which you shall put on your sons and daughters, and you shall strip the Egyptians of the belongings due to you. Church, you're coming out.
Come on.
You're coming out with supernatural favor. You're coming out with supernatural freedom. And you are not coming out empty-handed. Turn to Proverbs 6. I got to release this over you. Proverbs 6, verse 31, talking about the thief. But if he is found out, he must restore seven times what he stole. He must give the whole substance of his house to meet his fine. God is releasing such a clear discernment in our lives. The moment you discern where the thief has come in, you instantly get authority. You get authority. If you've shut all the doors, if you've not rolled the red carpet out for the enemy to come in. There are some Christians, they roll the red carpet out for the enemy to come right into their lives. They open the doors and windows wide. They say, come on in. They're living in sin. They're living in compromise. Oh, now it's getting quiet. When you live in sin, when you live in compromise, when you're lukewarm, when you're prayerless, you are rolling the red carpet out for the enemy to come into your life and steal your harvest. But once you discern where he's come in and you shut the doors, you have authority in the spirit to not only see your harvest restored, but to see seven times as much come back to you. And what I love about this scripture, it says, even if the thief has to lose his entire household to pay back his fines, his whole house will be emptied. Listen, church, right now, in this hour, in this season of restoration, in this season of harvest, we're not just looking for a sevenfold blessing from God. We are looking to plunder the house of the evil one. We're looking to plunder everything he thought was his in his house. Everything he thought he had a grip on. Every one of your sons and daughters, every one of your children that the enemy thought he had a grip on. Come on now, I'm talking about entire households right now. When Egypt, when they came out of Egypt, when Israel came out of Egypt, not only did the women get all the jewels and the gold and the silver and the clothing, but then they took those things and put it on their sons and their daughters. I'm talking about when you get a breakthrough and you come on out. You come on out by the supernatural favor of God. Not only does that harvest get released in your life, it gets released in your sons, in your daughters, in your children, in your children's children. And when you have discernment and you see that thief trying to come in to steal your harvest. You see, the whole chapter in Joel where it says God will deal wondrously with his people. You know why it says God will deal wondrously with his people? It's something supernatural that was about to happen. All the years that were being lost over here of the harvest. Basically what God was saying is in 1 year's time, in this current harvest, I will give back everything you lost in those past years. God is saying everything that the enemy ever tried to take from you is about to be restored sevenfold and more in this current year. Every time strife came into your household, every time the enemy tried to mess up relationships in your life, every time there was an inheritance for you and it felt like it just slipped right through your fingers, everything that seemed to get lost, sevenfold is coming back to you. Come on now, receive it in Jesus' name. Sevenfold is coming back to you. Harvest. 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 Years lost over here. Years. Maybe by mistakes you made. Maybe by bad choices you made. Anyone here ever made a bad choice in your life? And the second you made it, you regretted it. The second you made that choice, you instantly knew in your spirit, oops, wrong choice. Well, then sometimes we walk out the harvest of our bad choices. But the awesome thing about God is that even though we're in this bad harvest over here, or a harvest is being stolen because of circumstances or things or whatever, you don't have to stay in this place over here. But when you are zealous to know the Lord, when you are zealous to walk with God, when you are zealous, when the only thing you care about is walking step by step with God, when you rend your heart before Him, His favor comes into your life, and everything that was stolen in the past season of warfare, the Lord says, everything that was stolen or lost in the past season of warfare, it's coming back to you in this season. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody, just lift up your hands right now. Jesus, we thank you, Father, for a season of supernatural harvest that the church is coming into right now. Lord, we thank you for the heavy latter rain of the Holy Spirit that is being released, bringing mature harvest into the church. Father, I thank you we will never be put to shame. Lord, I thank you we will never be put to shame. Oh, Jesus, you're going to show up and you're going to show off, Lord. You're going to show up and show off. Shokaraba sharabando shokorobo shikiyabande. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many are ready tonight? How many are ready to overtake everything? Come on now, how many are ready to overtake all? How many are ready? How many are ready to see such a restoration in your life, such a restoration of the harvest, such a restoration of anything that was ever robbed from you, even if it was because of a bad choice you made? You see, that's the mercy of God. Even bad choices that we make, when we turn with all of our heart to God, He comes back in. And He says, I'll not leave you in a place of shame. Everybody say harvest.
Harvest.
How many are ready to see that harvest released in your life? There is power. You see, the Bible does very clearly say that when His word goes forth, it will accomplish what it is set out to do. You see, part of a prophetic anointing is we partner with God. We hear what He's saying. We declare what He's saying. And there is a power, a manifestation that goes into activation when we declare the words that God is speaking. It's not just a good idea. There's spiritual power that goes forth with the word of the Lord. And if it connects with your spirit and your faith is connected to it, your spirit man is wide open to receive everything that God is saying. This is not an hour where the church is going down. This is an hour where the church is going up. And I'm not just talking about the rapture. I'm talking about going from glory to glory to glory. I'm talking about we're going to be so full with God. So full of God. That there's overflow. Oh, somebody just praise the Lord right now. Somebody just thank Him for the overflow in your life. Jesus. Oh, Lord. Jesus.
We trust you've enjoyed this uplifting and powerful message by Matt Sorger. Matt Sorger Ministries has a wide range of CD and DVD resource material available on our website. When you visit us online, you'll find anointed teaching, timely messages, and prophetic insights from Matt Sorger. All at mattsorger.com.